Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 12th of August 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the PM, David Cameron, here in the UK, is looking to clamp down on social media after the riots, because he says, of course, that the riots were caused by all these people that know social media inside out, and children have got such a good knowledge of computers that they could convene and could organise tremendously negative stuff at a heartbeat because of Twitter. Absolute rubbish, David. Get out of your cave and try and learn something positive. Come on, David, stop with this and think about it logically. Most of these people are so stupid, they actually left you a trail of evidence that you could find. They also have to register for most of these sites, so they probably would have left email addresses that were traceable as well as. And of course, even though you wipe your Twitter name immediately after your riot, you'll still have the data there at Twitter, and they'll probably still hand it over with a court order. So there's lots and lots of things you can do, Dave. Don't just switch it off. And also remember, more than 90% of your population are perfectly law-abiding and shouldn't suffer as a result of these idiots. The Samsung Galaxy Tab is still available on sale in the UK. Well, it would be. People have been saying that it's been banned across Europe. They're not reading the story properly. There's a ruling on the 9th of August in Germany. Germany have no ability to control the whole of Europe, although I'm sure they'd like to, but that's a different story. What Apple need to do is apply for the injunction to be laid out across the whole of Europe. Then maybe you can get a Europe-wide ban. But at the moment, they haven't done it, so shut up. Gizmodo is breathing a sigh of relief this morning, and Jason Chen is also having a nice time. He got told the other day that he wasn't going to face charges in the iPhone 4 theft story. Yes, you remember this. This was where the guy found it, in inverted commas, in a bar, and then gave it to Gizmodo and sold it for $5,000 to them. They pulled it to pieces before they bothered to return it to Apple. They're as guilty of handling stolen goods as anyone else is, and the guy that got it is theft by finding, if you ever heard it. But it's taken a year, a whole bloody year, for the San Mateo DA to actually come to a decision. Shame on you all. Also, the media industry needs a real good kicking at the moment morally. You should have prosecuted. Walmart has closed its MP3 stores, but fear not, because more's coming. The Vudu movie service is coming on iPad. Yes, it's a streaming movie rental service, and you purchase as well, and it goes to your iPad, and you can watch it wherever you are, and as long as you've got a connection that's more than 3G, you'll be able to download and watch some of the greatest titles that there are out there. There's a lot of the titles which are actually very, very current as well, so the choice looks excellent. Well done, Walmart. News Corp has revealed how much it lost on MySpace. The company that they purchased, they sold it for $35 million. Well, here's the bad news. They bought it for $580 million. They actually got it down to about 94% of its original value. They took a hell of a hiding. That's what happens when old men buy things that they think look hip. Google Plus is getting games as well. If you're not into your games, then don't worry, they won't show up on your feed. You've got to enable them. But there's whole loads of games, and it's like real bad games. We're talking awful games. There's one called Diamond Dash Beta. I don't know why it's in beta, because I don't think when someone's played it that they're going to want anything more than the beta. Yes. I'm sure some of them are going to be free to start with, but watch out. They're going to get you in the end. And investors in Nintendo are about to revolt. They've been trying to keep themselves away from the iPhone platforms because it's a competitor, of course, to the DS. But the investors are saying, no, why isn't Mario already on the iPhone platform? Why aren't we in the iTunes store? They're flooding to try and push everything in there. But I'm telling you, it's a bad thing. Apple are controlling too much. They're leveraging too much of the market. And the world is going to be a very, very much more unhealthy place in the next few months. And Rogers is beginning pre-launch training for their staff for the iPhone 5. Now, I read this story and thought, how the bloody hell can they do that? Because not even the Apple staff have been trained in iPhone 5. They don't even know it's coming. They won't know it's coming until Steve Jobs stands up and says it's coming. And I still think, much as I'm probably wrong, that there isn't going to be an iPhone 5 in September. It's going to be February. It was only 12 months ago. Come on, people, you've got short memories. And finally, the Chinese government, after it found that Apple store that was a fake one, has gone and looked for some more Apple stores out there, thinking that there might be a few, and they found just the odd one. 22 Apple stores across China are out there, and they're all completely fake. They're all bunkum, and they all look like the real thing. And most of the staff, when questioned, actually believe that they are working for it, but it's all counterfeit and smuggled goods. It's nothing legitimate, but they've been allowed to trade for a long time now. Oh dear. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again today at 1 o'clock with the Mac Show. Then we'll be back here with the Photo Show at 3 o'clock-ish. Will Green might be a bit late and Alex Fox might be a bit late, so those times could vary. But we'll be sitting shooting the breeze in the chat room. You can come and join us. Have a good day and a good weekend. And thanks for listening.